Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, welcome once again to another edition of Family Answer Man. I'm Jay Fitter, your Family Answer Man. Show airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. You can view it on Blog Talk Radio. You can also view episodes of the show at FamilyAnswerMan.com or follow me on Twitter at Family Answer Man and also Facebook at Family Answer Man, where you'll see, I think it's a Facebook page that has all the older episodes and such like that that you can listen to. That we've done before. Let's see, a little bit about me. I'm a licensed family therapist, been in practice about 23 years in Southern California. And once I mentioned before, I will be doing this show more often as time permits in the future, but at this point, that is the only time I'm able to show outside of my practice. So Thursday mornings, 11 a.m., but you can always catch the older shows, or if you can't catch this one live, just go on to FamilyAnswerMan.com and you can listen to it. Also, let you know that this is for educational purposes. I always have to say that each time it's for educational purposes and not designed to take place of therapy. If you need therapy, you need to seek it out directly. Okay, I think that is about it. Oh, also, my book, Respect Your Children, you can find that on the website as well, a link to that, where it deals with effective parenting skills, where you can learn how to have a better relationship with your kids, how to parent more effectively before it's too late, before they're too old to say, gee, gosh, I probably should have done that, but I didn't think about doing that in the past. Today I want to talk a little bit about, this is going to be a two-parter. We're going to be talking about sex. We're going to talk about some of the positive sides of sex and be healthy today. And then next week we'll be talking about some of the unhealthy aspects of sex. So let's think for a minute. Can anyone think of a topic that more people think about but don't talk about than sex? I can't think of any. I mean, I think it is the most thought about topic and least talked about topic than anything else that's out there, especially when we think of our kids and we think of our, you know, when you have like teenagers. And so many parents have this perspective of that, well, if I don't talk about sex with them, maybe it won't be a major issue with them and they won't think about it and won't, you know, it won't be a concern. Keep in mind that by far, if you have a healthy teenage child, they are thinking about sex multiple times a day, okay? And that's just the reality of it. So is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? That's where I think as parents we come in. If we give our kids either the verbal or nonverbal message that sex is dirty, sex is wrong, then they're going to end up with a skewed perspective on sex. I'm not talking about sex out of marriage or sex in marriage right now. I'm talking about sex in general. And so many times I work with teenagers who, more so than not, their parents had never, ever spoken to them about anything related to sex. It's one of those things because, and I'll talk to the parents and say, well, you know, it's not comfortable. It's not comfortable doing that. And to me, it's more an issue of, would you rather be comfortable or would you rather have your child learn these things, learn values and morals as far as sexuality goes from strangers? And that's the choice you're actually making. You might think, well, it's just easier right now for me and everything's fine because we're not talking about it. But the fact of the matter is, you're not sharing your values about sex. They're thinking about it. So they're going somewhere else and getting this information. They're going, they're talking about it with their friends. They're talking about it with, you know, teachers are bringing it up in classrooms and things like that. In other places, they're seeing it in movies, video games, you know, online. You know, it's everywhere. So there's all these perspectives about it. But if we don't give our kids a healthy perspective, a healthy sense of what sex is, of what its, you know, its purpose in life and relationships and things like that, don't assume that they're just going to know all these things. You know, we have to be willing to take the time to actually to share our values with them. And bear in mind, like I said, if we don't do this, the idea is that our kids are going to see sex as something secretive, dirty, you know, something's wrong with it. So this is something to consider, you know, as you, and my point of view is that the earlier we can talk to kids about things, about relationships, the better. I'm not talking about 3 years old or something like that. But when we talk about mommy and daddy, you know, and it's okay that mommy and daddy hold hands and stuff when children are young, and build into age-appropriate kinds of discussions, you can have those, as opposed to, well, we're never talking about anything until suddenly they're 16 years old and you found some condoms on them. It's like, okay, gosh, this is, that makes it kind of tough at that point. So take the time to do that. Step out of your comfort zone so that you don't end up having kids who are learning all those things about intimacy, all those things about sexual relationships from people that we don't necessarily believe are the ones we want to instill those kinds of perspectives and values in our children. Now, as far as marriage goes, you know, I've been a family therapist for 23 years and done a lot of, and I can't even count the number of people I've seen. You know, it's been a bunch. I mean, but the thing is, I don't know that I have ever seen a healthy marriage that didn't have a healthy sex life, with the exception of times I've seen people who have specific physical disabilities where certain things were not, you know, were not possible. But outside of that, in very few rare circumstances, have I ever seen a healthy marriage that didn't have a healthy sex life. And so many of us, you know, think, well, gosh, when we do all these other things, we do vacations, we're busy, we're doing this, and we're, you know, we just don't have time for sex. We don't have time for a healthy sex life because there's so much going on. But understand, this is a vital part. This is a vital thing that holds a marriage together. It's not the only thing. I'm not in any way saying it's the only part, but I'm saying without it, you're going to have a tough time trying to have a healthy marriage. I mean, I've seen couples in their 80s that have healthy sexual relationships. So it's not a matter of saying, well, you know, we're 65, so we don't do that anymore, you know, and it's, maybe there's medical problems going on or reasons why you're not. But a couple can have a healthy sexual relationship throughout their entire marriage. And healthy does not necessarily mean number of times that they're sexually active, okay? So I'm not comparing them to someone who's in their 30s and saying, well, there's a problem there. Healthy is what they are both comfortable with. How they feel and how the marriage is going. One of the, I would say, probably the number one reason given to me for couples I see getting divorced is infidelity. You know, somebody cheated on somebody else. And I'll often talk to that spouse and I'll get comments like, well, they never want to be close to me. They never want to be intimate with me. And here I've got somebody at work who's giving me all this attention, and so I give into it. Now, once again, that is not a justification. That is not a reason to cheat on your spouse, to say that I'm not giving the okay for that. And also, as other people are going to say, well, we have a great sex life at home, but still he cheats or she cheats. And that's more I'm going to be talking about next week as far as unhealthy perspectives on sexuality and sex in relationships, because there are some people who, no matter what, they're going to cheat. You know, that's part of where they've been, and it takes a lot to try to make changes in that person. But that's more the minority, not the majority of people who are in marriages and are having some of these problems. It's so often, and I liken it to what I think I've referenced before, you know, if someone's getting off work and they're coming home and they know there's a good meal waiting for them at home, they're much less likely to stop at McDonald's to pick up something to eat. But if they're coming home every night and there's nothing there, and you know, there's no food and they're hungry, they're a lot more likely to look at alternatives as opposed to before they go home as far as stopping and getting something to eat. It's the same kind of a thing. And the thing about sex, it's not like, I mean, I don't see couples coming to my office and saying, I want to get a divorce because she doesn't vacuum the carpet hardly ever. You know, the house is, or he doesn't do the dishes very well. There are always spots on the dishes and they're not well. Or, you know, he's not as athletic as he used to be. Those are things that, yeah, may be important issues, but they don't carry the same weight as sexual intimacy. So you're not going to find people going to court, filing for divorce, ending their marriage because one person isn't taking care of the landscaping outside the way they should have, or doesn't dust the furniture the way it needed to be, or something like that, or isn't a great cook. That generally is not the big, you know, the kind of thing that someone's going to say, all right, that's it, we're done. But when it comes to sex, that's one of those things where people say, you know what, I can't handle it. I can't handle the fact that my partner does not want to be intimate with me, that they're not comfortable, you know, with sex or whatever, and I don't feel like we need to get met. So that's one of those big things. That's what a lot of people don't realize and really need to understand, that it carries so much more weight than so many other things in a relationship. And then it comes down to what is healthy sex life. And that for people varies dramatically. I mean, there will be some people who feel like, okay, this is what you do. This is what a husband and wife do when they're in there, you know, at night together. This is what's okay. This is what I learned from my mom or my dad, and anything outside of that is perverted and not okay. And I'm not in agreement with that personally. As a therapist and studying sexual behavior for a lot of years, my perspective on things, excuse me, is that basically whatever two people are comfortable with behind closed doors, whatever husband and wife are good with behind closed doors, as long as they're both in agreement and neither person is being hurt, then it's okay. Now, a lot of you are probably going, wait, what about this, what about that, and so forth. I'm not saying there's anything you have to do. I'm not saying there's anything you don't have to do. What I'm saying is that you don't have to bring all these preconceived notions about what is okay, what is not okay. Sex, intimacy in a marriage is part of that bonding, bringing that closeness together, that sense of two becoming one, in that an enjoyment. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of enjoyment to be had in that healthy sexual relationship. So to come in saying, well, okay, we can do this, but we shouldn't do this because this is wrong or this is dirty or this is bad, those are things we get from the outside. Those are things that often, you know, it gets skewed, and it's a sense of that causes problems. And that's when you get the other person going, gosh, you know what, this is just becoming monotonous. This is, you know, what we can do, what we can't do, this is okay. My spouse is a prude, they want to do this and that. But once again, if you're not comfortable, if you're saying this is not okay, you know, I don't feel good about this, that's fine. You should never be forced to do anything you don't want to do. You should never do anything that's going to end up hurting the other person. But I want couples, and I find that in healthy relationships, and even relationships that aren't healthy but become healthier when they do this, a sense of it's okay. When you and I are together in our room, and just the two of us, whatever we want to do, it's all right as far as intimacy goes and sexuality goes. There aren't any, we don't have to bring all these taboos in it. And I'm not talking about bringing other people into your bedroom. I'm not talking about, you know, like I say, things that are going to hurt someone. I'm not talking about illegal behavior and things like that. But I'm saying a sense of freedom, a sense of that giving each other to enjoy each other, giving to each other. So a sense of I am enjoying you, you are enjoying me. And that's part of, you know, and that, you know, some of you actually are probably listening to this going, ugh, this feels awkward, this is uncomfortable. Just like the idea of talking to my kids about things, this feels uncomfortable. And know that if you're feeling that way, that that's a big sign that, that there are, that, you know, that you're kind of, there are some issues that need to be addressed. And the question is, am I going to stay safe and be in my comfort zone and risk ending in an unhealthy relationship or possibly a relationship ending because of infidelity or other issues? Or am I going to have kids who are involved in doing things because they didn't have any idea and their friend gave them some contraceptives or other things because we never took the time to talk about those kind of things? So sex in itself is not an unhealthy thing. It's what we do with it. It's how we share it with our kids, the point of view we have with them, the point of view we have with our spouse, that it's something given to us that can make a marriage wonderful and it can make a marriage awful. So take the time to step out of your comfort zone. If it means going to see someone, talking to a professional. If you have questions you want to submit to me about this that it may be more personal, you feel like, gosh, I wouldn't want to call in or something like that, you can do that. You can just go on to familyanswerman.com, submit your questions, and I'll respond to you either on the radio. If I go on the radio, it'll be because it's a topic that maybe several people have talked to me about, but I won't use any names, or I'll just respond to you via email. You can always call the show, 855-279-3758. You can also call the office directly at 951-272-8304. Once again, 951-272-8304. And like I mentioned, you can follow me on Facebook at Family Answer Man, also Twitter at Family Answer Man. And that's it for this show. Like I said, next week we are going to start, we're going to be talking about unhealthy sides of sexual relationship. Have a good evening.